Like most of us, Andrew Keen is a daily user of the Internet, but he is also a plangent critic of the new digital world, notably in his book, The Cult of the Amateur, How Today's Internet is Killing Our Culture. As unfiltered content proliferates through vehicles such as YouTube and millions of user-generated Facebook sites, he says, it is increasingly difficult to find important and original creative work.
We've created now a media where self-expression is broadcast around the world. And there are some people who believe that informal self-expression of amateurs, of people who just have opinions about the world, has equal value to the work of journalists, professional writers, and filmmakers and musicians. And I think it reflects a fetishization of democracy to think that the old elites of mass media should be dislodged by ordinary people.
Keen, who now resides in Santa Rosa, is especially concerned about the decline of serious journalism in the 21st century. Not only the displacement of reporting by proliferating online commentary, but more critically, the loss of the vital input of an unseen core of experienced editors.
One of the great fetishes in Silicon Valley is the term disintermediation. This idea that if you do away with the layers in any industry, that's a good thing. But the reality of the media business is that when you disintermediate, you do away with the value. Editors are a classic example of the value in traditional media. They're the ones who take raw material and make it better.
The absence of accountable editors, Keen charges, is also a central flaw in the collectivist model of Wikipedia, where no authors or contributors are identified, and he contends misinformation abounds. Keen is also no fan of Google, which he has branded a parasite that creates no content of its own. Even worse, he says, Google's basic business model requires the erosion of personal privacy in their digital world.
The more we use Google, the more they know about us. The Google business model is premised on selling advertising. The problem with that, in a Orwellian sense, is that it's in Google's interest to know us more and more intimately, because the more intimately they know us, our habits, our views, our buying preferences, the more information they have to sell to advertisers. So I'm fearful of Google as a company that is undermining, and some might even say destroying, our privacy.
Worse yet, Keen adds, is the effect he sees these trends having on the current youth generation.
My generation is fine because we're able to go on the internet and we are educated and media literate, and we're able to often read through the nonsense, the lies, the amateurism. But 10 or 15-year-olds who grow up in this medium, they're not able to do that. And so what we're really doing is rearing a generation of children who will become adults, who are ill-informed and have no idea of the real value of accurate professional information and entertainment.
Keen's provocative views and writings are perhaps deliberately controversial, drawing sharp criticism and refutation from bloggers and other online activists, including Sebastopol Internet Observer and publisher Tim O'Reilly. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.